What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is Sensemaker. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, why some politicians in the United States don't seem to want to find out the truth about one of the most shocking days in their history.
And breaking news tonight, the deadly siege on Congress as an angry pro-Trump mob storms the U.S. Capitol. We've seen shocking images of chaos, rioters rushing past barricades and police.
And there's been a significant escalation in just the last few moments. The protesters had been relatively peaceful and held at bay by a police line. In the last few minutes, they have broken through that police line. I'm watching as we speak.
That was January 6th this year. You can probably remember what was going on. Politicians in the US Congress were getting together to certify Joe Biden's electoral votes. It was the last step in making him president. And less than a mile away, thousands of Donald Trump supporters began to gather at a rally.
Now it is up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down and I'll be there with you, because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
And at first glance, it looked like any other Trump rally. A loud, cheering crowd, lots of Make America Great Again paraphernalia, and Donald Trump spreading false claims about a rigged election. Things quickly took a turn, and before anyone knew it, a tide of angry protesters forced their way into the Capitol. In the end, 5 people died, and 590 people have been charged. And now, 7 months later, government officials are setting up a committee to try and figure out how exactly these people managed to break into one of the most secure buildings in America. You'd think that everyone would want to know the truth, right? Turns out, not everyone's so keen. Now, this kind of committee usually requires members from both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to sit on the panel. And because the Democrats won the election last year, they get to lead the committee. But last week, something happened. The 5 Republicans who were appointed to sit alongside 7 Democrats were pulled by their party. And the decision didn't exactly come as a surprise. Over the last few months, the Republicans have done everything to slow down the process of getting this committee up and running. From downplaying the gravity of what happened on January 6th.
There was no insurrection, and to call it an insurrection, in my opinion, is a bold-faced lie. You know, if you didn't know the TV footage was a video from January the 6th, you would actually think it was a normal tourist visit.
To attacking their own representatives who joined the new inquiry.
You know, some Republicans have been saying that the GOP should play ball on this committee. You could get the three.
Who was that, Adam and Liz? Aren't they kind of like Pelosi Republicans?
And in June, just a month ago, Republican leaders said they opposed the creation of the committee altogether. So why don't they want to investigate what happened on January 6th?
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across 3 episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
We cannot leave the violence of January 6th and its causes uninvestigated. The American people deserve the full and open testimony of every person with knowledge of the planning and preparation for January 6th. We must know what happened here at the Capitol. We must also know what happened every minute of that day in the White House, every phone call.
That's Liz Cheney, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney and a staunchly conservative member of Congress. And she's been given a seat on the committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. And much to the dismay of some of her colleagues, she accepted. Having Republicans on the committee has been really important to the Democrats so that the findings of their investigation would be considered impartial and not fueled by party politics. So this is a win, right? Well, not in the eyes of the Republican Party. They don't really want to have any of their people on the committee, but they particularly don't want Liz Cheney on it. You see, Liz Cheney has been a thorn in the side of the Republican leadership for a while now. She became the face of the anti-Trump wing of her party.
This is not about partisanship. I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy. We must speak.
And has been unwavering in her belief that the actions of Donald Trump and his acolytes led to the storming of the Capitol. So for Republican leaders, Liz Cheney accepting this role is seen as yet another betrayal. And Kevin McCarthy, the senior Republican I mentioned earlier, well, he's been a particularly vocal adversary.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
But his real target isn't Liz Cheney. It's the entire committee.
Pelosi has created a sham process.
The truth is, however, in the weeks following the attack on the Capitol, an investigation had broad support across both parties and among the public, even from Kevin McCarthy himself. So, what's changed? In the end, like so many things in American politics in the past few years, this is all about Donald Trump. Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans are making a political calculation. Donald Trump might have left the White House, but he still has a place in the hearts of a lot of Republican voters. He hasn't said whether or not he's going to run for president in 2024, and until he makes his mind up, Republican politicians are terrified of getting on the wrong side of him. Which is what they'd do if they took part in an investigation with their political opponents into what happened on January 6th. So, what happens now? Well, it looks like there's going to be two separate investigations, each one led by a separate political party, which means whatever they find won't be trusted by half the country. January 6th has been described as the greatest assault since the Civil War on the Capitol, but the chance of there being any kind of national consensus on what actually happened on that day is looking increasingly unlikely. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues, Claudia, Imi, Zavanella, here at Tortoise. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories? Today's story was written by me and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.